I wish to go along the corridor to the bathroom. Suffice it to say that I have a pressing need. Now, will you... It's Morgan, isn't it? Joshua Morgan? The sec man that we saved from the...
Morgan nodded, half-smiling, showing his prominent teeth.
Me all right, Doc. Just about recovered from the run-in with the stickies, thanks to you and your friends.
So, why can I not go to the bathroom?
You got a bowl in the room.
The conversation was being carried out through a gap in the partly open door. Morgan stood guard there with two of his companions.
I have no intention of doing what I need to do while in the company of two friends, one of them a young woman. You have my revolver and you are armed.
Baron's orders, Doc. If he or Joaquin came by and found one of you out of the room, it'd be my back being bared on the triangle. Can't do it.
Doc glanced behind him. Hidden from the sight of the sec man, Jack was gesturing for him to keep trying to get out. They talked it over and agreed that Doc would try to make a break for it, whatever it took. Jack had pointed out, with more accuracy than tact, that they likely wouldn't bother too much with an old man like Doc. Emma had taken no notice, lying on the bed in a restless sleep, waiting for the promised summons to visit the Baron.
I have to go. There's a good chap.
All right. But the others don't try to pull this one on me, understood?
Of course.
The door opened, slowly and cautiously, and Doc slipped into the passage. The other two sec men ostentatiously looked the other way, making sure they didn't have anything to do with the flagrant breach of orders. Morgan led the way along the shadowy corridor, past the flickering lights, gesturing for Doc to follow him. His musket remained on his shoulder, and there was a cap-and-ball pistol in his belt.
Hurry up, Doc.
I'm making the best pace I can, my dear fellow. I trust it is not too much farther.
Third door around the corner.
They passed barred windows, shadowing only the blackness of the night. Doc didn't have a chron on his wrist, but he guessed it was close to 12. He and Jack had discussed this escape plan, and it hadn't seemed too difficult then. Just words. Now the words were going to become action, and Doc was beginning to feel deeply uneasy about what he had agreed to do.
In here, Doc.
Carrying his ebony cane, Doc followed the sec man into a bathroom. He saw that there was only a single low-quality light overhead, a row of six stalls to the right, and a single compartment with a door to the left.
I am most grateful, Mr. Morgan.
All I can do. Like to help.
Doc went in and closed the door.
Out of my hands now, though. You know that the Baron will keep the woman in his zoo, don't you?
We had reached that supposition.
Trying to gather himself, Doc sat down for a moment on the polished mahogany seat, wiping sweat from his forehead with his dark blue kerchief.
Maybe he'll let you and the whitehead kid go free.
Do you believe that, Mr. Morgan? Open your heart to me and tell the truth. We are all doomed, are we not?
Well, I might be wrong.
But...
But it don't look good.
Why can't you help us to escape? You seem a decent enough fellow.
Your blaster and the kid's big .357 Magnum are both on a table at the end of the dining room. There's guards all over the place, though.
Is that truly the best you can do to aid us?
Yeah, afraid so. I don't want to die, Doc. Know what I mean?
None of us does.
The old man slowly, silently, drew the steel rapier from its hiding place.
You coming out, Doc?
Oh, yes. I shall be out very shortly.
Jack lay on the bed with Emma. The young woman was dozing, seeming to be hardly aware of Jack's presence.
Doc's gone.
Who?
Doc, gone.
Where?
Pretended to need to take a shit. Gonna try to escape.
Emma opened her strange golden eyes.
It doesn't need to do that. You'll all be safe.
You see that, Emma?
I do. Not totally sharp, but enough. Shapes and colors and things.
Jack leaned over and kissed her very gently on the lips, his tumbling mane of stark white hair falling like a cascade of frost crystals across her face. After a moment, she responded, her arms going around him, holding him painfully tight.
Oh, Jack, you're such a good person, and I did glimpse happiness with a sort of prospect of happiness with you.
Can still be.
No, my love. There's no chance of our going on together. And you have to believe this. You have to. And it won't be long now.
Ryan and JB made their way through the animal part of the Baron's collection, not bothering to check out what lay behind the other door. The inner door had a simple handle. Ryan turned it, his Sig Sauer ready in his right hand, with JB and the Uzi close at his heels. A corridor stretched ahead of them, with a long tapestry along one wall. There were three doors on the opposite side, all of them closed. The passage ended in a single oak door with a rounded top to it. Ryan cat-footed toward it, started to open it, and then froze.
Someone coming this way.
Take him with a panga. I can't risk noise now, unless we're trapped and have to blast our way out of the vill.
Huh.
Come on. Get a move on, Doc, or we're both in it head deep.
Ready or not, here I come.
What the...
You done me with a fucking little sword, Doc.
I am really most awfully sorry, Mr. Morgan. 'Tis not the way of a gentleman, but I have learned during my eternity in the hell called Deathlands that the way of a gentleman means very little.
Done for me.
Indeed, I rather fear that I have. Did you say that the two handguns were on the table in the dining room?
Fuck you.
Touché.
Jack let go of Emma and stood, hand going for one of the concealed knives.
What?
Where's that lazy fucker Morgan?
I don't know.
I'd better get back quick. Baron just sent the order to fetch the Doomy woman.
Come in and get her.
Jack's fingers gripped the taped haft of one of the slender blades.
I'm not a stoop, son. I open the door, we keep you covered. The woman walks out.
It's all right. I'll go. It's written that I have to go and see him.
But we won't...
Emma kissed him on the cheek.
Yes, we will. We will see each other one more time, my love. Very soon.
JB was flattened against the wall. The Uzi braced at his hip. Ryan waited until the door began to open. Then he hefted the panga and started to swing it down in a murderous arc at the silvery head of Dr. Theophilus Tanner. Ah! Baron Sharp sat sprawled in a deep chair in his own bedroom, hardly looking up as the slender, black-haired woman was shown in. He waved a hand to dismiss the escorting Sekhmen. Emma stood silent, her hands folded in front of her, her face pale. The Baron wore a long white robe made from harsh toweling material, roughly knotted at his waist. His feet were bare, his blonde hair unbrushed and damp, as though he just finished having a shower.
So here you are.
The deal was that you let Doc and Jack go if I tell you what you want to know. Does that still hold?
Sharp stood.
Perhaps we should go and view the quarters where you will be living from now on, with the rest of my pets. You and the old fool and the bloodless boy.
Emma realized that he wasn't listening to her, and tried again.
Let the others go, Baron.
The cold, milky blue eyes turned toward her, as if he'd just seen her for the first time.
Perhaps I will. I can't believe that among my other creatures I will have access to a true, living, breathing Doomy! In my struggles against other barons and other vills, your foreseeing will give me total power. I can make no mistake with you to guide me.
And Doc and Jack?
Later, woman, later. The question that all men seek to know, this first.
How will you die?
Sharp smiled eagerly, like a child about to open an expected present.
Yes, but I am also puzzled. Do you see your own death, Emma? See it clear?
I see it in symbols, which I will understand only in the moments before death touches me.
What are they?
He moved closer. She could see that he was naked beneath the robe.
For me?
She closed her golden eyes, and her face went slack.
For me, it will be to drown in a sea of brightest crimson.
What's that mean, woman?
Emma shook her head, rubbing her hand across her face.
I don't know, Baron. I'm so tired. I...